Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mess for Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It is almost lunchtime here. What am I going to do? Yeah, I got some fun things to do. Today's voting day. I hope you get to go out and vote. And I want to share. People ask me all the time, how can I get a Scrum Master job, product owner job, Agile coach job, any job in the career? And I said, well, you know, sharing what you know in public doesn't hurt and actually probably helps you on what you're doing. And it gives you evidence that you can share with people who interview or meet with you, or maybe they're looking and they say, hey, this person put something out, put it on LinkedIn. Anyway, there's ways to do that. And I'm going to share with you a bunch of avenues that you can use the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show to help you get those jobs and share what you know in the public. So we're going to do that today. And just a reminder, the Product Owners Summit 2024 is ongoing. I got a lot of links in my LinkedIn post. I hope you get to join tomorrow. I am speaking at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing a live discussion with Vasco, and he's helped chairing that event. And he's from the Scrum Master Toolbox. So that'll be an interesting thing. I hope you join and check that out tomorrow at 8 a.m. And also, Thursday, I have an interview coming up with Samara Andrew, and we're going to do that interview on that. And it talks about financing, budgeting. She has a program called Funshine, helping people get out of those payday loans. But I thought it was important because as you get jobs and work in people places and you get these paychecks, you might be like, oh, I can spend all this money. And we're going to talk about, don't do it. So it'll be a good discussion. Very interesting program she has out there. And if you are stuck in getting that, I definitely talked to Samara. I met her through the Philadelphia Tech Connect, the technology entrepreneurs group here in Philadelphia. So it was really interesting. So a good conversation. I'll be sharing that on Thursday. Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So we bring more value to the customer, not work crazy hours, bring that value to the customer and have a little fun along the way. And today is our 10X career day. Tuesday is usually our 10X career day. Yesterday, I was supposed to do a metric one, but I'll be honest with you. It was report card day. Well, it was progress report day for the kiddos. And the system was wrong. I got another topic for another day based on entering data into this system for doing grades. It was classic. And I figured there was something wrong and I was right. And now I know what it does because I have visibility on the other side. And that goes to another area of testing, which I can share with you as well. Anyway, so let's talk about this topic. People ask me all the time, Greg, how do I get a Scrum Master job? Greg, how can I get a product owner job? Greg, I want to become an Agile coach. How do I do it? You know, what do I need? I want a new job. How do I do it? What do I do? I want to go in this field. I want to do this topic and all. And the interesting thing is that I'm looking down. Look at the screen. Anyway, the interesting thing is that if you're building up your resume and you don't have a lot of expertise or something like that, there's ways to do it. One way to do it is to share your knowledge with the public, right? Because who's going to go share their knowledge about a particular area with the public if they really don't have it, right? And we talk about adding value to the customer. Well, the customer is the employer who might hire you. So by having these videos, and I'm going to go blog if you don't want to do that, or audio, or however you want to do it, up there, it helps your customer who is a future employer of you to establish, well, they look like they know what they're talking about. They're more than willing to put stuff out in public domain, so there's a little more credibility to what you know and everything like that. And I think that's important. And part of the things I do as a coach, right, for all my coachees, for my mastermind, get ideas, you know, people want to promote themselves, they want to get a new job, they want to go anywhere. I offer the 5 a.m. Master Scrum suite of capability, right? And it's really pretty much free. It really is, except for the mastermind and my one-on-one coaching. But we have our Slack channel, so you can ask questions and help others out in Slack channel. That's free if you join the newsletter sign up. And if you do this newsletter sign up, you get other free stuff. I'm working on how all that works, but you'll definitely get a free copy of my book, which is the Change Book. So you get a free copy of that in PDF form. And there's the Slack. So that's real simple. I have the blog site, 5AMSerScrum, which I'm updating and modifying. It'll have a new thing, a new way of doing stuff. But I have offered it, and I have coaches of mine and people on the group that wanted to promote and do stuff to post a blog article. So if you're not ready for live video or podcasting or whatever, and you just want to put up a presentation or something, share something you created, or maybe you created a presentation for a client of yours and you want to share it more, you know, I'm happy to put it up on our blog site and I'll set it up and we can do that. And that way you get up there in the public and other people can see, and it has a place to live at besides LinkedIn, because I love LinkedIn, but however would LinkedIn things disappear on the social media, but on the blog site, I mean, it'll disappear, but it takes a lot longer and it's always going to be there. So if anybody searches anything, it's up in Google and all that kind of stuff that's up there. So we'll get the blog site so you can type up stuff. Now, we also have interviews. If you want to do an interview, talk about your career and where you got to and how you got there, more than happy to interview. Kind of like a job interview, but not like a job interview, but it could be like a job interview if you wanted to. More than happy to interview. I'm really reaching out. I have spots open. Actually, I have a spot for next week. If anybody wants to do an interview, please send me a message. We'll do a quick little talk or conversation. It's only a half hour. If you look at the interviews, there's a whole playlist of interviews that I do on Thursday night. So we record it prior. We don't record it at 5 a.m. It's whenever you're available. We set up an hour. I record it with you. And then what I'll do is I'll fix the ends because it has us getting everything set up, and then I'll just post it on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then it goes out in Blog World about 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and then it gets someone posts later on through the evening. It just goes out there and talks about it and shares, so it's a great place. You can share that link on your LinkedIn feed or being interviewed and all that. You can tell your friends and start getting that confidence that you need when you apply for these jobs. And then also, we have our meetup group. You know, I was talking to one of our coaches and one of the people that are in our mastermind, Rob Jackson, and he's going to be presenting in a few sessions for our meetup group, where he's going to talk about all the tools that he finds as a product owner, you know. So those are the kind of things that are coming out. And if you have a tool, maybe you created a presentation. Maybe you're like, hey, I have a presentation that I'm giving to my team or my customer or whatever, and you can clean up the presentation, neutralize it a little bit so it's not customer specific, and feel free to share it with the meetup group. It's usually a small group. I would love to have 500 people, but it's not 500 people. It's usually under 10, 12 people that show up in the Zoom call. It does get broadcast out for other people to use if they couldn't make the Zoom call. But it'll be an opportunity to get some feedback, small group, how'd it go, did they like it, get some feedback in there, get some actual present participants into your, I keep losing my earpiece, the presentation that you might want to have and recreate that situation. So it's fun. And it doesn't cost any money to join the meetup group. It doesn't cost any money for you to present. And if you already have the presentation, you pretty much got all the work done. You just got to do some sweet edits. So that's all available there. Kind of like I'm doing a webinar. By the way, I did that webinar this past weekend for goals and priorities. I decided I'm going to do it again in May, and I'm going to do it again in June right now. I think I got some dates. I'm going to be posting up that soon. So if you don't have your goals, let me know. And I'm getting feedback already. Some people are like, man, I didn't think about it that way. Maybe I may change my goal. Oh, I really want to do this now. So they get all energized to get their goals. So it's another way of thinking about it that way too. So think about it when you think about what can I do to up my career, look at the 5 a.m. Master Scrum suite of capabilities for you to present and share your knowledge with others. It's a great benefit. It's free, right? It gets you out there, break the rust. If you have a presentation you want to present at a bigger thing at Scrum Alliance or Agile Alliance or scrum.org or some activity, some IT conference, and you just want a place to practice, you know, it's all virtual. You don't have to go in person. Check out our 5 a.m. Master Scrum meetup group. More than happy to have you. And you can check out some of the events we did. And if you want to see the interviews on YouTube, I have playlists for all the interviews from Thursday night. So if you want to get a feel for how we do it, they're all there, right? And reach out to people that maybe I interviewed, and maybe you want to connect with them if you have any things that have interest in the, what you're doing. So again, if you want to increase your career, I highly recommend getting involved in the 5 a.m. Master Scrum suite of services that are pretty much free, except for the coaching and the mastermind, but that you can join too. If you decide you want extra, you need someone to push you along, I'd be happy to coach you, especially in a lot of the agile world and activities. And I'm actually mentoring startups and things like that, as far as other entrepreneurs, and a whole nother program that they have set up, and I'm one of their mentors, and I'll talk about that later in the day. So anyway, that's what I wanted to give you and offer you and to share with you today, because there's a lot of things going on. Again, Thursday, I have the interview with Samara Andrew. We're going to talk about her Funshine Fund, like Fundshine. It's pretty cool. Talk about budgeting. And then tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I'm going to be in the Product Owner Summit with Vasco Duarte. We're the master of the Scrum Master Toolbox. We're going to talk about professionalism and the product owner role and what that might look like. It'll be an interesting discussion. And it's live now. So, you know, after you watch the show or watch the video or listen to it, don't hesitate to go in the Product Owner Summit 2024. Find that on YouTube. I think I put a links on that. You can join the website if you want to pay. I think it's under $100, not much. I think 90 something, maybe $97. You get a lifetime subscription to all the video interviews in case they all disappear off of YouTube later on when the time for the summit ends. But they're all good stuff, good information, good pieces of information. And I want to wish you the best. Maybe next time you'll be on the Product Owner Summit. Maybe 2025. We'll get some practice through the 5 a.m. thing. And then next year you'll be in their summit. You can say I sent you. Anyway, I wish you all the best. Happy scrumming. And I really do wish you the best. And I will talk more metrics soon. Seems like Mondays are really rough. Like I said, yesterday was report card progress report day. So that was a nightmare in the morning. And have a great day. Take care. Bye, everyone. See ya.